This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 28, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. There was a huge trade in the U.S. Treasury bond roll on Wednesday that has been classified as disruptive by one market participant who contacted JLN. There were 8 orders of 29,999, all sent to the CME's Globex match engine in a manner that made them sequential in the order book for the ZB calendar spread and caused the spread to move 150 ticks. The clip size or order size limit for such orders is 30,000, so the bunching of the orders just under that size appears to have been constructed to avoid the order size limit. My source said this type of sequencing of orders is not something available through commercial trading platforms, but rather something specifically designed to bunch the orders to avoid the exchange order size. The order tore through the available liquidity, moving the spread dramatically, causing the CME to adjust trade to a 30-tick move. While significant moves in the calendar spread can occur if there are changes in the cheapest to deliver, this move was a multiple of any such volatility. If you have information about this trade or any analysis of the data and are willing to share it with JLN, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. A CME representative, when asked to comment, gave a generic response. They told JLN they could not comment on the specifics of any trades, then added, "We have a number of procedures and systems in place to monitor for all disruptive trading practices. We proactively monitor the market and vigorously prosecute violations of our rules." Invesco is running banner advertisements that say, "The innovators of NASDAQ." The link takes you to a page that says new ways to access the innovators of NASDAQ. Invest in NASDAQ 100 and NASDAQ Next Gen 100 portfolios with Invesco. It was eye-catching. CME board member Dan Glickman is the focus of a discussion with Bipartisan Policy Center President Jason Grummet about his new book. Glickman is a senior fellow at the center and a former Secretary of Agriculture, and will address his forthcoming book, Laughing at Myself, My Education in Congress, On the Farm and at the Movies. The event is on June 1st at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. In London, Santander has renewed its sponsorship of London Cycle Hire until May of 2025, Bloomberg reported. They will introduce e-bikes to its roster next summer. Interestingly, in March, Santander Cycle Schemes passed the milestone of 100 million hires, while 24-hour membership registrations rose by 193% from March 2020 to March 2021, with people opting for alternative modes of transport amid increased social distancing efforts during the coronavirus pandemic. Reuters has blinked and paused its plans for a paywall after its recent spat with LSE over Refinitiv customer access. The London Stock Exchange Group, which bought Refinitiv from Reuters, complained the move would breach their news supply agreement. Exchange Analytics is offering cybersecurity training for all National Futures Association members, investment companies, and advisors. The NFA's Information Services Security Program's interpretive notice requires all NFA members to provide their employees with cybersecurity training upon hiring and periodically during their employment. Additionally, FINRA evaluates a firm's approach to cybersecurity risk management by evaluating several factors, including staff training. For more information, click with a link in today's newsletter. There will be no JLN or JLN options on Monday, as we will be off for the Memorial Day holiday. Have a great weekend and stay safe. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Look for more videos from the Open Outcry Traders History Project next week. Chuck Mackey wrapped up his coverage of Consensus 2021 with his report on day four. Three takeaways from the fourth and final day of Consensus from CoinDesk, plus a few extra thoughts. You can read it with a link in today's newsletter, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the announcement, register for the virtual Asset Management Derivatives Forum. FIA and SIFMA AMG are bringing you a virtual take on the Asset Management Derivative Forum in 2021. Join them for virtual programming on June 8th and 9th, during which market participants from all sides of a trade and leading regulators will examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. This year's keynote speakers are Dan Berkovitz, Commissioner at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Catherine McGinnis, Chair of the Policy and Resources Committee for the City of London, and Allison Herron-Lee, Commissioner at the U.S. and Securities Exchange Commission. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Traders Magazine. FIX and DCA see rosy future in digital assets. In the last 12 months, there's been a sea change in the crypto markets with a shift from sentiment-driven retail model and speculative trading to a more mature long-term investment approach as new institutional players begin allocating a portion of their investments to crypto assets. Tony Petipas, chair of the Global Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Public Policy and Regulation Committee, said, my comment, this is significant. This is a significant in-the-weeds type of progress. Here's a press release from Wedbush Futures. Wedbush Futures expands clearing footprint in support of new futures exchange, Ferrex, slated for launch in June. Wedbush Futures, one of the largest non-bank futures commission merchants in the United States, announces it has expanded its clearing footprint to include support of Ferrex, a newly announced futures exchange for retail investors, opening virtually round-the-clock trading and low-cost access to the most liquid asset classes in the global futures industry. This exchange represents a new opportunity in the marketplace for Wedbush and its clients. Ferrex expects to launch in June. My comment, Wedbush and other brokers are showing a lot of support for this new exchange. Here is something from NYSE. Earnings and announcements and retail participation, a deep dive into after-hours trading. The surge in market volatility and trading volume since the onset of the pandemic in 2020 has impacted numerous aspects of equity market trading. One less studied area has been after-hours trading. After-hours has also seen changes in order flow trends and influences. And here we examine trends and shifts occurring in these sessions. My comment, there is a thought leadership war going on between NYSE and NASDAQ to inform the public about nuances of the markets. I like it. Here's a story from the New York Post. Jay-Z to address Wall Street executives at annual investors conference. Jay-Z will rap to some of Wall Street's biggest names next month at the Robinhood Foundation's annual investors conference. Event organizers confirm the Brooklyn-born rapper is expected to discuss his business career, including his recent deal to sell music streaming service Tidal to Jack Dorsey-owned Square. That deal also had him added to the financial services company's board of directors. My comment, they had to go through all the phone book from A to Z before getting to Jay-Z. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was God told me to put money into Hertz. Small investors are winning big again, from the Wall Street Journal. Second was, for the second time in the top three, the 1993 promotional video from the Chicago Board of Trade on YouTube. Third was, how to talk retirement savings with your spouse, also from the Wall Street Journal. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.